Hello, this is Everybody Watches Porn, and I'm your host, Bougie B. Bougie, the show where we have a sex-positive conversation about everything porn.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Everybody Watches Porn. Today, I am joined by a guest. Do you want to tell us who you are?
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me. My name's Jack, and I'm from Toronto. I am 35 years old, and I identify as female. I have only been in heterosexual relationship and like romantic relationships, but I've experimented with a sex life with the same sex as well. And I'm in the field of education.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us. So
thanks
we're
for
gonna,
having me.
Not a problem. So we're just going to jump right on in.
Okay.
The first question is, what type of porn do you watch?
So I used to watch porn, and I noticed that the more I'm not sure if it was my career path or just a difference in preference, but I prefer not to watch it, but it's not to say that I won't. Like, I think if I were in a relationship and my partner wanted to watch with me, I think that would be more fun than me just watching on my own the way I used to.
Okay, fair enough. So we have had guests on the show that don't watch porn anymore. It's not their thing. And these are conversations we do love to have. So when you were watching porn, what was it that was doing it for you? And what was the big thing that turned you off a bit?
The thing that excited me the most about porn was the fact that I found it to be empowering for women. I thought that was sexy in and of itself. And I really enjoyed heterosexual porn. Actually, I don't have a preference, but I think what I gravitated towards the most was hetero porn. And I really liked the close-ups of penetration. That's what I liked.
Yes.
I love like I said, I would still watch it. It's just not very exciting by myself. I would rather watch it with a partner. And I really liked seeing the women's facial expressions, not so much the men's. Like, their facial expressions didn't do it for me, but I like seeing the women express themselves.
And
what I didn't really enjoy was just, and this isn't, I'm not sure if which came first, the chicken or the egg, but I'm not sure if it's the industry itself, the porn industry, or just the misogynistic undertone of our society. But what I found was when I would date men, there was this expectation that our sex life had to be the way it was in a porn. And I would just be like, nah, man, that's not always real life. You're not just gonna, you know, turn me on because you've taken your clothes off. Like, I need to be finessed. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
You're not just going to enter and think that it's all gravy from there. It's not how it works. It's not how the female body works.
You need to be warmed up first.
Yeah.
No, I definitely get that. I love that you said that you found it empowering. A lot of women don't. Oh my God, my mother is like anti-porn. She thinks she thinks it's sleazy. She thinks it's degrading, and I can understand that. And I think everyone, the way they look at it, it depends on, I guess, their introduction. For some reason, I got lucky Like some of my first intros to porn were super sex positive. Like I probably say my favorite porn of all times. And if you actually look this up, it's actually sold as like a very woman empowering positive. It's called Bubbles Galore. It's about, yeah, it's like about this chick, like how do I put it? So originally she was like a sex worker. She dies on Christmas at the hands of a John. She goes to heaven. God pretty much says, I'm going to send you back to earth as an angel to look over and protect other sex workers. And pretty much she comes back down to earth, and her thing is she's like looking over all the girls, and she knows there's like a bunch of like real sleazy guys in the industry, and her job is to take them down. And my favorite part is the ending. When like this like really sleazy producer is like, like roughing up one of the girls and is like, you're gonna sleep with me or your career's over. And also my like, Bubbles Galore shows up and he's like, what the fuck are you doing here, bitch? Like you're just a temp. But he doesn't know she's an angel. And she grabs him by his rock hard dick and swings him around in the air. Like, and it's like, and then it's like, you don't mess with Bubbles Galore. I'm like, this is like
Yes.
Mark, it's like from the 80s or 90s, and I remember before Showcase went all PG, they used to show this movie every Christmas.
Oh my
But again, it was super like in it. So as a young girl seeing that, I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, you're not gonna fuck with me. Like, that's not how it works. So I love that you do see it, like it did come from a perspective of empowerment. And definitely there's a lot of men who I think I find they're getting better. But yeah, I definitely found in my teens and my 20s, I kept quiet a lot because there were like a lot of dudes, like they really had that porn expectation. And back then I didn't realize it was okay. I was allowed to have an orgasm too out of it. You know? Hence why I love being now. But oh my God, let's get back on track. So, how old were you the first time you saw porn?
Oh my. Well, I was little. Like I was young because I came across my grandpa's stash by accident.
Oh my God, Grandpa, not even Daddy. I love it.
Grandpa, oh God, it was traumatic because like I knew what it was in theory. I'd heard the word porn around school, kids talking their shit. And I knew that it involved being naked in front of a camera, but I didn't know the con. I think I was young. I think I was like 11 or 12. And my grandma,
Okay.
yeah, around there. And my grandma had asked me to get a cassette tape, like a VHS tape from her stash in the cabinet, a specific one. And I was like, okay. But I went to a different cabinet, and that was like my grandpa's personal stash of everything. And then I just saw VHSs, and I thought the one that I thought that I picked up my grandma's. And luckily, she's like, okay, cue it up for me. And luckily, she asked me to do that in advance because to this day, she still doesn't know that I found his stash. I
Do
saw it
you
and I was
think he knew about his stash?
like, he didn't know. He didn't know. I was gonna talk to him about it and I knew he'd be severely embarrassed. Like my family, we don't talk about that stuff, at least not that generation. Which is unfortunate in and of itself. I really wanted to have that combo with him, but I didn't. I didn't want to stir the pot at that age. Yeah. And then the first time for pleasure, I watched it in my late teens. Late teens.
And where did you access this? On the internet or
Oh,
other
I think
things?
it was. I think it was my boyfriend's father's stash that we dipped into. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Okay.
And then when the internet became what it was, like just super high speed and can access from pretty much anywhere other than your phone, because there weren't smartphones back then. Then it became just easier and it became routine for this person that I was in a long-term relationship and I. So it became like part of our routine in our sex life.
Did you guys have like a go-to site or anything that you guys used once it went to the internet?
Oh, I don't recall. I don't recall because he would, I had nothing to do with it. He would queue it up and I had no interest in knowing the source. It just was like,
Oh.
find something good.
I love that. So when you guys were together or when you are in a relationship, how often do you watch porn?
Not very often. I would
Nope.
say like once in a blue moon. But
Okay.
I would be open to more often.
Have you?
What's that?
No, sorry, continue.
I was gonna say I would be open to a sex life period right now. That's what I would be open to. And I know for some porn is really kind of helping them through, like just if they're experiencing sexual frustration, like I know some of my clients are and can't watch porn or feel they can't watch porn because their families are around or there's children and late at night doesn't always work for them. And I know that when they can get some time in, they do, and it's helping. But
There we have it. Porn is saving lives during this quarantine. My big thing is, and I'm with you, like, because I take it, are you single right now? Yeah. So it is like super hard. Like, even today, I went to the grocery store and dudes I normally never even give the time of day, but like, they're just giving me that look of hunger. And part of me wants to be like, honey, do you just want to drive me my groceries home and we can get this
Get the
popping?
party started.
Right? I'm like, my standards have dropped to the point. I just need to know you've been in self-isolation for 2 weeks with no contact with anyone to know that, like, at this point,
No.
we don't even need a condom because it's not like condoms are going to protect against COVID. Like,
No.
it is serious out here. It
Cut
is serious. But have you ever watched porn to masturbate?
I did that a lot in my 20s. Like I want to say my mid-20s, I did that a lot. And it was, again, it was just like one specific source, and I wish I could tell you what that source was, but I don't remember. Like I'm a creature of habit. If I find something good on a site, I'm probably not going to go around searching for better. If I'm satisfied, I'm just like, okay, this is great. But again,
So
it was like it, even though like some of the positions were submissive and some like I enjoy that too, but it was still like the women in these scenes were always like they were always very, it was just empowering. Like the scenes that I enjoyed were empowering, not like what I find disempowering is just like scenes that kind of almost look like rape, and you're just like, yeah, I don't like that. I know that's some people's jam, but it's just not my jam. And when I see scenes where the woman looks like she's genuinely having a good time, or acting really well, I don't know. But if the woman looks like she's having a good time, then I'm having a good time.
Well, good. I love that. Okay. So, I'm not sure if you're all too familiar these days, but porn has gone a whole new direction. As we know, every decade, porn has a way of reinventing itself. It started with, like, the classic peep shows very, very early on. Then we had things like movies such as Debbie Does Dallas and Deep Throat that actually went to regular movie theaters. Like, just like if you're going to the Cineplex on a regular Friday night. Then we had the rise of porn theaters. We had the contract girls in the 90s. We then had, like, yes, we had cam girls in the early 2000s. And now porn is more so gone in the direction of amateur is on the rise. Like, amateur porn is big, and it's pretty much killing their professional porn industry. My question is, which do you prefer? Do you prefer professional or amateur, or you don't have as much experience with amateur?
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, I don't think I have much experience watching amateur.
I definitely recommend it for, especially if you like someone who's having a good time. Like, so far, hands down on this podcast, amateur is winning because it's real people, like, that are genuinely, like, in love or in an intimate relationship that are making their own content and posting it online now. Yeah, and I'm like, some of these people, I'm like, yo, you're a goddamn freak. I'm like, I would love to track you down. I'm like, we could definitely be friends.
that's a really cool concept, because I think porn is important for couples. I think in a pair, at least one person is interested in porn, whether they want to admit it or not, they are. And if they don't, they are viewing porn usually as something that's negative or bad, and that's not what it is at all. And I think more people could speak freely, feel like they could speak freely about porn, then I feel like they would be much happier in their relationships. Because if they're able to do it together, then even better. I think that also takes out the stigma for maybe the person who's less willing to participate, and they can see, like, they can actually have a good time with this. That's a really cool concept. I had no idea that's where things were going.
Yeah, it's a whole, like, pretty much the amateur, like, if you go on any of the sites like Pornhub or like XXX Video or whatever, like,
right,
their amateur sections are growing, and now they're even doing verified amateurs, like couples that literally they make their videos on a weekly or a monthly and upload them, that now they're verified, and that these people, where sometimes you don't even see their face, have their own following and are making money off of this because they're getting so many hits. It's like, I love it. I definitely would say check it out if you're ever in the mood.
Okay.
It will, yeah, like, you'll see it's like a whole different take. And sometimes you kind of like that, like, you know, that messy camera work, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you
I feel like I'm
holding their cell phone.
I feel like I would appreciate that more than the scripted stuff.
Yeah, and it's so organic and natural, especially the expressions and the sounds. Love it. Would you ever date a porn star?
Yeah. I think it depends on the person. Like, if, you know, if the person's great and you guys connect, and I don't see why not. I feel like that would just be his profession.
Oh my God, I love it. Would you ever do porn yourself, especially with the rise of sites like OnlyFans, where, like, everyday people are now producing their own content?
You know what? Selling it. I would do it, and I would have to do it without my face showing, only because of the work that I do with families, and I would hate for to pop up on a client's screen, and that, like, that wouldn't go over well with everyone. I wish it would. I wish people could just be free about that type of expression. But I don't feel like I can at this point in my career. I think once I've accomplished my bigger goals, and one of which is to build a school, I think once that's all said and done, like, who knows how old I'll be at that age, but I also think porn should be inclusive of age as well. So if I'm like 70 and I'm like,
it is.
Yeah,
it is. There's a whole section of 60 plus right now.
I love that.
Like, oh, trust me, there's, like, some of them are literally older stars. Like, maybe they were a star back in the 70s, and maybe all of a some of them like come back into it because they're like, you know what, I really missed this and I loved it and the money is good and there's a niche for it. And that's what I do love, because as we're saying, you don't want to show your face, mm-hmm. but there's so many venues you don't necessarily like. There's just so many things. You can literally just do foot porn if you want. There's now coronavirus porn where people are wearing masks and gloves, so you don't even know who it is.
Who it is? Yeah, yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, that's something that I would be open to. Yeah, yeah.
Love it. Have you ever made a sex tape?
Yeah. Yeah, I have with an ex-partner. It was great. It was great. And we would watch it all the time. Like, that was foreplay, you know?
Right? That shit's hot. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
So right before we go, we've added a new segment. And we're going to get you to play. It's called I Want to See Your Sex Tape. So if you could have the choice to see any celebrity sex tape, which celebrity would it be?
Any celebrity sex tape.
And yeah, you can even like have multiple celebrities in this sex tape.
Oh, how interesting. I would want to see Will and Jada.
Oh, okay. I think that would definitely be an interesting one.
Yeah. I think it would be. I respect them as a couple, but I also respect them as business people and parents. And I can't say that about a lot of celebrities, so I'd be really curious to see how they throw down.
And there's been rumors for years that the both of them are freaks and that they both go both ways. So that definitely could be a very interesting sex tape.
That's great. Yeah, that would be very interesting. Who else would I want to see? I would want to see, I don't know if I'd want anyone to join them. I think that would be it. And then I'd be really curious about, oh God, what's his name? Omarion. Do you remember him?
Yes. He's now on Love and Pop every now and then.
Oh my God.
Omarion from B2K.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's who I would want to see. And
it's funny because on Love and Hip Hop, from like what the girls say, he's not all that, but the one who supposedly is like a very big freak and is Lil Fizz.
I don't even know who that is, but
he was also part of the group B2K.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, wow. Like the girls gossip, like Omarion's like a very selfish lover, but the things they say, like this has bitches fighting over him. Like these girls go crazy. I'm telling you, there's something about that dick.
Wow.
He even stole Omarion's ex. His ex and baby mama. Like when it yes. ended, she literally went and got with him.
Yes, I know of that story. And I think Omarion decided to tour without them. I think he pretty much divorced the group.
Yeah.
But he did a really good interview with Joe Budden. And I think he addressed the questions about that relationship really, really well. Like it gives some clarity as to how that went with his baby moms and his ex-friend. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. Interesting, because you sometimes the pretty boys are really just bad in bed. Let's be real.
They're
just bad all around. They're just all around bad news.
Trust me, I used to date this guy that was like probably the best looking guy I've ever dated, and for the longest time, like I was so like hypnotized by his good looks that I think one day we were fucking, and I realized I'm like he's not even that good. I think I was just so in awe of his beauty. He managed to get away with it for like a few months before I was like, dude, you fucking suck. This is it. Suck.
You suck. This is it. You don't have to be good. So why be good? You know?
It's like you get ladies anyway.
It's laziness. It's pure laziness. I think there's nothing hotter than a man who actually researches sexual pleasure. Like there's so many books, and I'm talking books from like way back in the day. I'm not talking about like new age stuff. I'm talking about actual research and actual studies of the Kama Sutra and things like that. That's hot. That is hot.
Well, there you go. Gentlemen, if you're good looking and you have studied these books and you really know how to please a woman and you're all about pleasing a woman, please hit me up and I will forward your details onto Jack. Jack, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Everybody Watches Porn.
My pleasure.
And I hope you're staying safe and staying sane during this whole pandemic that's going on.
Thank you so much. I hope you are too. Can I make one recommendation for this book about female sexual energy?
Yes.
It's called Healing Love Through the Tao, Cultivating Female Sexual Energy, and it's by Mantak Chia. And it's brilliant because it talks about both male and female sexual energy and how to just have them harmonized. So yeah, I big up that book because it changed my life in that area.
Oh my God, so happy to hear that. But thank you so much again. And everybody, tune in next week for another episode of Everybody Watches Porn. Stay safe, stay sane, and happy masturbating. Bye.
Woohoo.
Tune in next week when we'll have another guest telling us all about their porn exploits and why they watch porn.